Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. A second victim has died after a shooting in Northwest Wichita last week. Two suspects are in custody. Sedgwick County Commission will meet today to talk over a reopening plan. Kansas Governor Kelly vetoes legislative pandemic reopening plan, leaves decisions to counties. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got notification from the Kansas Turnpike that we've got a slow moving left lane closure northbound on the turnpike, and it's between Webb and K96, and so watch out. We've got that slow moving left lane closure there northbound on the turnpike. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 74 degrees. A 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 58. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of 76. Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 6 miles per hour and 62 degrees. You know, with BoxLink, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. And they could save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-BOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Do you plan to travel this summer for vacation? And we had one. We had four choices: vacationing nearby, traveling less than 100 miles, 13%; vacationing more than 100 miles away, 18%; vacationing over 500 miles from home, 32%; and I don't plan to go anywhere, 37%. So those are the results. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. We have a new question.
I think those results are pretty much what do you think? Every year. Yeah. I don't think that's really changed.
Not a big deal. No. Today's question: if a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed, would you get it? No, yes. Those are your choices.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Should I say? Personally, I think I will. If I've got it. I think it'll be a good idea, but we'll see what happens. Could have it by first of the year. They're trying to push it as fast as they can. Anyway,
that would be optimistic.
Yeah, it's very optimistic. Stephen Ted Dead poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Well, a shortened trading week begins with Wall Street in the green.
Investors focused on the reopening of the economy. That pushed the Dow to top 25,000 and the S&P 500 to top 3,000 for the first time since early March. But those levels did not hold by the closing bell. On a report that the U.S. was considering sanctions on Chinese officials and companies for its crackdown on Hong Kong. But still, the Dow surging 529 points on Tuesday, the Nasdaq up 15, and the S&P 500 higher by 36. Hope on the medical front. At least 10 coronavirus vaccines are currently in human trial. Novavax is the latest. And Merck has teamed up with partners to develop two vaccines. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti Fox News.
Well, at least the stock market thinks they're optimistic about getting a vaccine, right?
Sure
Ted?
Seems to be.
Huh. Interesting goings on in the stock market. Up one day, 300 points, down 500 the next. Wow, back and forth. Okay, 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have more change for pandemic rules on the way. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's what you guys have been talking about this morning. Kansas County is now having the authority to make pandemic restrictions with guidelines from the state, guidelines only. Governor Laura Kelly announcing Tuesday she'll veto the legislature's bill approved last week that would limit emergency powers. Under this emergency declaration, the governor's ad astra plan becomes only a recommendation. So the state's 105 counties may enact their own restrictions beginning today. Koch Industries has made another investment, this time in real estate. Koch subsidiary Koch Real Estate Investments has made a $200 million investment in the single-family rental business of Amherst Holdings, LLC. A Koch spokesperson confirmed the report but declined to provide additional comment. The deal seems to signal Koch's belief in the strength of the U.S. rental home market. And Wichita's last remaining Taco Bueno location appears to be closed for good. The location on Rock north of K-96 has been shuttered for days. The phone lines to the fast food restaurant no longer in service. Handmade signs on the doors and drive-thru say closed. No signs of operation. The restaurants have been closed several months because of the pandemic. The company could not be reached for comment. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Is that a local company or is that a national company?
Taco Bueno. It's a national chain.
A national, okay.
At least regional, yeah.
I'm curious about that. I have a grandson, my oldest grandson, Nolan. Sometimes he's a little shaver. He liked Taco Bueno whenever we could go. Mm. And they had several stores around town, did they? Did they not?
A lot of people really like Taco Bueno.
I thought they had something good going there, but, you know, there's Taco Tico, Taco Bell, Taco this, Taco that, and
yep.
And away they go. That's a crowded
tacos,
market.
Tacos, tacos, tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a crowded market, no doubt about it. But you would think anybody who could has a drive-up window is going to do pretty well in these tough times, but
yeah,
maybe not.
You'd think so, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, every time I drive by Central and West Streets, I go through there a lot, okay? And every time right. I drive by the, I tell you, Saturday night at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, was it? You know, or Sunday night, anyway. Shelley and I drove through there, and the cars were clear out to the street at the Popeyes there. And across
oh, is that right?
And across the street at Taco Shop, and that's about the same as over there, too. So some of these places.
Everybody's getting a snack.
Some of these places are doing real well, I'm thinking. And I saw my friend Jack Kellogg over the weekend. We had a good conversation down at the Hat Man Jack's. He's open. He's going to business. So looks like it's pretty much coming back. Now, we sure hope that nothing happens as far as getting this thing restarted again. But we'll keep wearing our
masks. Fingers crossed. I think the gloves are coming off at this point. I think the County Commission will pretty much reopen everything up and without many restrictions.
It sure
today.
Looks that way, doesn't it? Shelley and I dined out over the weekend a couple of times, and seemed to go okay. There's not a lot of people were out. I think that they're kind of waiting to get somebody to say, yeah, it's okay now to go. But I think that.
I think so. I think so. Some people are still nervous, but I think there are people who are ready to get out and get in the restaurants.
Pent up demand, right?
Yep.
Today
yep.
is, I know that you use this product every day when you're putting your reports together, okay? National mm-hmm. Cellophane Tape Day.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Edit.
Scotch tape, whatever. I'm not above
it. Nobody's called it that since World War II.
I know.
But,
yeah.
It was Richard Gurley Drew who invented the invisible tape back in 1930.
Well, that's a good invention.
And Ted will tell you, with all this computer-generated script that we're doing every day, there's times once in a while I'll just take a little, there's an update, and I'll just take the copy and just tape it over the other one there. So. I use cellophane tape. How about you? You a big cellophane tape user there? I mean, you got to have it for Christmas
presents,
right?
I used to be. I try to go paperless as much as possible over the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
But, occasionally you got to tack something up, and there it is.
I got Christmas time. You got to have the tape, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have been known to do a nice, delicate Christmas package for my wife with masking tape, too, or electrician's tape.
Duct tape.
Looks kind of tacky.
Good look.
All right, guys, cellophane tape.
It's the thought that counts, right?
It's the thought. You got that. You know,
It's the thought that counts. Thank you, sir.
That's what's going to be on your tombstone.
What?
It's the thought that
right.
counts.
It's the thought that counts.
I think he's going to say epithet. Right?
I think he's going to say, bless your heart, don't you, Bill?
Bless your heart.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on pandemic reopening plans for Kansas. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, we'll take a look at what's going on as the National Hockey League tries to get back. We'll also touch on football and basketball as well. And we got a good football birthday.
Yes, yes. And you've got entertainment news coming up too, right?
My gosh, yeah. We got locked and loaded. Entertainment news in the blur at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.